The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For Hetrei Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Dorm Dafayin Zayin. The Gemara Shabbos Kufn and Zayin Amar Aleph brings a memory. Mefirin Nedorim B'Shabbos V'Nish'olin L'Nedorim Shehin L'Tzorich HaShabbos. Haforas Nedorim is Mutar on Shabbos. Hatoras Nedorim is only necessary for Nedorim that are L'Tzorich Shabbos. Somebody made a neder not to eat shalom, not to take a nap in the afternoon. It's connected Oynig Shabbos. Connected the mitzvah, it's L'Tzorich Shabbos. And then one could be matan neder on Shabbos. It's not clear in the Lashon and the Gemara, Mefir Nedarim B'Shabbos, whether the Letzorich is going also on the Hafara, or whether Nish'olin L'Nedarim Shein Letzorich Shabbos, but Mefir Nedarim B'Shabbos B'chol Oifin. One interesting ramification of the din of Hator and Hafara on Shabbos and Yom Tiv is the minig to be marked with to say Kol Nidre before the Shkia. If we look at Kol Nidre, which is a subject unto itself, we look at the Kol Nidre as a Hatoras Nedorim. In that context, we understand that one is not Matir Nedorim on Shabbos, therefore they have Makbid to say the Kol Nidre Nusach before the Shkia. So the Gemara has this Shaila back and forth Lagabi Haforo, and the Gemara says that it ultimately will be told whether we hold that Haforo, this is the discussion of the Gemara by Elsin Afayin Zayin, whether Haforo is the Gemara says Biyoyim Shomay, the Pasuk says Biyoyim Shomay, the Gemara discusses Biyoyim Shomay means Biyoyim, literally the same calendar day, or Biyoyim, Biyoyim Shomay in the context of Meis Leis. If it's Meis Leis, you can be Matir after Shabbos. If it's Biyoyim, it's going to be on that day, to wait after Shabbos is a Gefal in the Geshef. He's not going to be able to be Matir Nedorim on the next day. So really, he would have to do it that day. It's a tzarich for that day, and that's the way Shulchan Aruch paskins in Arachayim Shemem Aleph, in Yerodeh Simer Reish Lam Dalad. That's why there would be a Mokal Lachal, because the Biyoyim Shomay means Biyoyim Shomay, and therefore it's a tzarich. The Poiskim, in speaking about this halacha, are Medad, they make an interesting tzushtal. The dimi that they bring is to the Isser of Hachonah. There's an Isser on Shabbos of being meich. We're not talking about something which is an Isser unto itself. We're talking about, let's say, making beds Shabbos afternoon. If the purpose is to make the room look nice, gizuntay. If the purpose is in order that the room should be ready Matzi Shabbos, so we say that's also. What's the plan? How could something be also or mutter depending on the circumstances? There are certain things which Chazal, Asr, they made into a Maisa Isser. Mukhtz is a Maisa Isser. Doing business on Shabbos is a Maisa Isser. Making a bed is not unto itself a Maisa Isser. The Isser is preparing for the weekday. If it's something that, being the Skakal Marshal, let's say, taking food after the Suda, repackaging it and putting it back into the fridge. Is that a Hachonah for Monday's lunch, for Sunday night's leftover dinner? No. The Pshat is that the food becomes in the Skakal. He's not doing it for Sunday night. The food becomes ruined. It's a tzarich for the food of today. That's not called he's doing a malach in the context of doing something for tomorrow. So it's the same thing. Hafaras Nedorim will be totally whether we look at it that he's doing it for tomorrow, or it's a tzarich that has to be done today because it can't be done any other time. What's takap shat? What's the isser? What's the nature of the isser of ein matir nedorim, ein mefir nedorim? The Ran says that it would seem like din. It has a tzura of din, because you need three people, they're sitting. It has a tzura of sitting down in bezin, it's not covered Shabbos, since the halachas ain't done in the Shabbos, it's not covered Shabbos to do even the din of Hatoras Nedorim. The Kedar adds, of course, it's not a din gomer. Din gomer is the paskin during the week. On Shabbos is also. More than that, the Gemara, the Karen Eri points out that the Gemara says in Shabbos that the reason why there's a din d'rabbanon that Bezin is not allowed to sit, or any three people are not allowed to sit in judgment on Shabbos, is because there's a gzeiro shema osi l'dei ksiva. Not that the judgment itself is also, the issue is because of it when a person has to decide something, paskin something, is going to write it down. Over here, l'chor, you don't have that. Nobody's going to write down that Torah's Nedarim. We're not talking here about a formal bezin sitting down. Haforosh certainly doesn't have a chash. One could theoretically say that by Hatorah, it should be also, that's why Nishol Nadarim, only Latorah, because Be'etzim by Hatorah, Nadarim has a Tzurah Bezin. Haforah certainly doesn't have a Tzurah Bezin, certainly would not be also. The Prima Gadim points out that Lafid the time of the Ran, the way we just explained from the Keren Eira, Hafar would be Mutu B'choloifin, right? And that would explain, that would give us Maskona, that Mefir Nidorim B'Shabbos would be B'choloifin, even though Nishol Nidorim is only L'Tzorech HaShabbos. Masha'enki, the Prima Gadim points out that Lafid the Levush in these halachas points out a different reason. He says the reason why it's also is because it's an instance of violation of Mutu Cheftzicha. Being Matin Neder is more of an Esik Shalim Yonei Choyl, and that's why the Levush says that Letzorich Shabbos it's Mutter, because it's not Mitzorich Heftzicha, it's Heftzeh Shemayim. So L'chor, then there wouldn't be a difference in Afar and Atar. If we look at the just dealing with Nedarim and getting rid of Nedarim as some type of Esik and Yonei Choyl, there's no difference in Afar and Atar. If it's a matter of the Tzura of a Bezin, you're being Matir, you're sitting down like a Bezin, then we understand that there should be an essential chiluk between Afar and Atar. What's interesting is that Achrayim add a different time, which the Chayr is a whole different discussion. There's a sugya and beitza about tefillas kelim. The reason one is not allowed to veil kelim, one is not allowed to put goyish made kelim into a mikveh in order to allow one to eat from it, is because the Gemara says that's daimel tikkun mona. It's keilu midrabbanan, of course midrabbanan. You're fixing something. It's as if you're taking that jar, glass, tray, and you're turning it into something which is royal l'shimush. Tikkun mona on Shabbos is in Isidar Eisen. It's makom v'patish. So Chazal said anything that takes something unusable and turns it into something usable would be considered tikkun mona. The achroinim want to be mechadish that atos nedarim is the same thing. There's a tikkun mona because you're taking something unusable. He wasn't allowed to eat cholent. He wasn't allowed to eat bread. He wasn't allowed to lie down in bed. And he's making that mutter for him. That's also a tikkun mona. Chiddush. That's the achroinim want to tie him. The interesting point to add, another chiluk between Afar and Ator, besides for the chiluk of Bezin, not Bezin, even if we would want to go with the reason of the Achroinim of Tikkun Mona, like we said, of taking anything that's unusable and turning it usable, there would be a mokum lechal between Afar and Ator based on our understanding, which comes up again and again, that Ator, the Gemara says, Haforah is Megas Gais, Haforah, takes off the dibur. The dibur was made. She was neder. The neder was a neder. The neder is bottle. The husband, the father has a right to shave off, which is why neder shall hufra b'miktosoi. Any hufra kulay, because the husband, the father chopped off part, the rest of his life. Hatoras nedarim, on the other hand, is based on a dynamic of rendering the neder. Il mole hoyisu yodeh, you're mischarit on the making of the neder in the first place. Which means that the diburim of the nether in the first place are toys. Which case, nether should be kulay, because if you would have had karoto, then the whole thing is considered blidas. If the whole thing is blidas, the whole thing has no toykif, has no power in halacha. Same thing we could say, legabe hafor na Torah. On Shabbos, that hatorah would be mutter, because all you're doing is, you're clarifying that the nether was a nether but toys. Haforah, on the other hand, what you're doing is you're taking off a nether that exists, that would be considered doing something. Now, of course, Hatorah is not only just clarification. Why wouldn't it be good b'ktan? Of course, they have to be mafkir the nether. We discussed this in another shiur, the mitzaseh of the Rambam, of being matir nether, which would tell us that the Rambam holds that being matir nether is not just a gilui, that there never was a nether, but it's also a creation of a Hatorah in the nether. But it's a way to explain, to make easier to understand the chil between Hatorah and Afar as far as Shabbos is concerned. The Piskei Tosis, the last Piskei Tosis in Shabbos, says something interesting, which is L'Choros Stereo, the Awa Sugi over here in the Fayin Zayin. He says that if there was time for the father, the husband, to be Mefer on Erev Shabbos, then he's not allowed to be Mefer on Shabbos. The Gemara says, but it's not the way. The Gemara says, if a chochom would be allowed to be matir, even if he had time before Shabbos, the ma'aser came to Shabbos, he had time on Erev Shabbos, he's allowed to be matir on Shabbos, again, letzorich. It's connected to Gemara. Besides for that, the Piskei Tosfos is a tzorichion. Because the chayra, we paskin, like we said before, that if he heard it on Erev Shabbos, he can't be made for Erev Shabbos, because B'yayim Shomer is only that day. We don't paskin that this man of Haforah is Me'ez Leis. We paskin that it's B'yayim Shomer, literally, that calendar day. So what's the test, what is the Piskei Teis doing by talking about being made for a neder that he heard before Shabbos on Shabbos? How does it make sense? So there's a shtickel teref that's printed up for the Panovich Rav Zatzal. The Panovich Rav wants to taina like this. He wants to taina that we're talking about a neder that was made on Shabbos, and the father, the husband, heard the neder on Shabbos. We're the actual, now forget about the shomoy of the father, the husband. Let's point out, let's go back a step. The Mishnah Brura says that if there was a woman who was noider, there's certainly a lechatchila not to tell the father, the husband, about the neder on Shabbos. Let him hear about it first after Shabbos. This way he shouldn't have to violate the lechatchila being mefer of being matan nedarim on Shabbos. Why should he have to do it if it's letzorich? It's only if it's letzorich, because the b'yom shomoy is going to get fapachki, you're not going to be able to be mefer, that he has to do it on Shabbos. But if you don't tell him, then he can do it after Shabbos. See, here we're talking, the part of the Chirov says, we're talking about a chilek, not when the neder was heard by the father or by the Baal. We're talking about when the neder was made. If the neder was made on Erev Shabbos, so then he's going to have to be made for on Erev Shabbos. If he hears about it on Erev Shabbos, what happens if he only hears about it on Shabbos? So then he can't be made for if it was possible. It doesn't mean it was possible because he heard about it. We're talking about a neder that was made. The woman was noider on Erev Shabbos. The father, the husband, only heard about it on Shabbos. If he heard about it on Shabbos, then he's going to have to be made for it on Shabbos. Because otherwise it'll be Yom Shammah, it'll be in the sky, and he won't be made for it. But what happens, let's say the neder was made on Erev Shabbos, and he only heard about it on Shabbos. And then he shouldn't be matir. You know why? Panovich Rav says, based on what we just said, that the reason why Haforos and Dorim is problematic on Shabbos is because of, it's similar to Tfilas Kelim. It says, if you look at the Gemara Beit Sedaf Yudches, it says over there that a Kli that was Nitma before Yom Tiv, you can't be Tevil on Yom Tiv. A Kli that was Nitma on Yom Tiv, one can be Tevil on Yom Tiv. What's the Chilik? The Chilik is this. If it was Nitma on Yom Tiv, that means that at one point, the beginning of Yom Tiv, one point, the beginning of Shabbos, it had a status as something usable. To get back that status that it had on Shabbos is not a problem. You're not recreating something from scratch. It was anyways Mutter on Shabbos. It was Mutter anyways. You're just getting back to the state of being Mutter, of being able to use the Kli. A Kli that was Nitma before Shabbos, it never had a moment on Shabbos that it was Mutter L'Shimush. You only created it to be Mutter L'Shimush when you were Tovelet. That would be an issue of Tikkun Mana. So the same thing, Panovich Shirov says. A neder that was made on Shabbos, it means that the food, let's say she asked her, not eating peiros, not eating cholent. The cholent was mutter when Shabbos came in. The peiros were mutter to when Shabbos came in. She only created an issue in that case. You're allowed to be mater. There's no Tikkun Mana. What's the issue? The issue is mitzad the Shabbos, mitzad the mitzvah chevtzecho, mitzad the doim ledin. Say that, that's totally if it's Litzorich, if it's not Litzorich, like we're saying, there might be a chil between Afar and Atorah, but there's no problem of Tikkun Mona. Masha'en Kain, a neder that was made on Erev Shabbos, so there is a problem of Tikkun Mona. The Litzorich, the not Litzorich, the chil between Atorah and Afar is not going to help you. Lemaisa, there was something here that was also, and you're being Tikkun Mona by making the Amutar on Shabbos, that would not be allowed. This is the Shtigl Torah of the part of the Churab. That's just a nice Hashlama on seeing the chiluk between Afar and Atar and how it works. And like we're pointing out, that the chiluk between Afar and Atar is not necessarily mean that Hatar is not a chalos, it's not a, you're not doing something. Of course, when you're being matir neder, you're creating a heter, a chalos heter on the neder. That has to be discussed in a further shape.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.